14 Americans have won an Olympic gold medal in individual figure skating. For Scott Hamilton, his gold medal is just a footnote in a story that has led him through ups and downs to the happiest moment of his life. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Scott Hamilton won the gold medal for figure skating at the 1984 Olympic Games. Yet one of his biggest challenges came in the 1990s when he was diagnosed with cancer.
At that point in my life, I was on top of the world, but at the bottom of my heart. I was really struggling with the way I was living and the decisions I'd made and how to conduct things.
The first occurrence was in 1997. Later, doctors found he had a brain tumor. He says cancer was a strange blessing because it refocused his life on family and faith. He did not see himself as a victim, but used cancer as a way to reach others.
And I decided that I was going to handle it the way my mother handled it. It was all about laughing and all about her coming up with the most positive spin on the most tragic situation.
Today, he is still a skating commentator, but his life is devoted to helping others and sharing a message of faith and hope.
So it comes down to loving the least of these and looking after widows and orphans and feeding people that can't feed themselves and giving medical treatment to people that have no access. I mean, if you have appendicitis in Haiti, you're dead. If you have an impacted wisdom tooth in Haiti, you're dead. I mean, how? Why? It's nothing. It's an hour and 20-minute flight off from Miami.
Today, Scott has a family with children. At one time, he never expected he'd have a family.
Now I'm involved in more things, and I'm more open to, you know, kind of like, come on, everybody, let's do this. I'm just happier.
Scott enjoys sharing his time, talents, and Christian faith with those he meets. In many ways, his gold medal is just an afterthought in a journey that has brought him closer to friends, family, and helping do good for others. Traveling the countryside in Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.